It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This Saturday, one of the greatest offensive linemen in NFL history returns to Pittsburgh. Former Steelers All-Pro guard Alan Faneca will be in town in his role as honorary chairman of the Epilepsy Foundation of Central and Western Pennsylvania's 25th Family Fun Run and Walk, taking place on Saturday. Mr. Faneca was diagnosed with epilepsy as a teenager in Texas, but still went on to play 13 seasons in the NFL, including 10 with the Steelers, during which he led them to a victory over Seattle in Super Bowl 40 and earned a spot on the Steelers' 75th anniversary all-time team. He joins us by phone from his home in Louisiana. Alan Faneca, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us in studio is Judy Painter, President and CEO of the Epilepsy Foundation of Western Central Pennsylvania. Judy Painter, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. It's great being here.
And if you have a comment or question for our guests, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Alan Faneca, let's begin by hearing your story. How old were you when you had your first seizure?
I think I was 13 at the time. I just turned 13. It was my freshman year of high school, Christmas Eve, believe it or not, at my great-grandparents' house.
And what exactly did you experience?
It was in the middle of the night. I woke up and was just kind of going around the house, crying, just didn't know what to do. I was just upset, and I did it a couple times. You know, family was all nervous and, you know, wondering, and I woke up, everything was fine. I was like, man, let's get on with Christmas. I was fine. It was just a couple nightmares, but it wasn't, and shortly thereafter, I had another episode, and it was definitely time to start finding the doctors and start going through all the tests to find out what was going on.
And so you went to the doctor, and how did the doctors end up diagnosing what you had?
I went through all the battery of tests, EKGs and MRIs and everything, and they came to the conclusion they found an abnormal firing spot in my brain. That was the cause of my epilepsy, and to best of their knowledge, they thought it was something I had done knocking my head around as a little kid, and that was that. It just took a while to manifest itself. Most people begin to have epilepsy either kind of when I did at puberty or later on in life. It's kind of a weird thing.
So here you were, a freshman in high school and a young man interested in playing football. So what concerns did you have about being able to continue playing football?
You know, when we had that meeting with my doctor and we got past all the, you know, quality of life and what this is and what this means to us, and we got all those questions out of the way, we did get to, what about sports? What about football? Really thought that was going to be off the table and not be possible to do anymore. But he said it so quickly that it was fine to do. We had to ask him, you know what football is, right? You know what I mean? A bunch of guys running around knocking heads, and he's like, I know what it is. And I was like, all right, well, we can move on with this. And then, I can pretty much do everything I was doing before. I just have to take some medication and stay on top of things.
Would you have continued to play football if the doctor had expressed any concerns at all going forward about your health?
I probably would have not. I mean, that's hindsight. But, I would have sought more opinions, I'm sure. Because even though I was just a freshman, you know, I still really enjoyed playing football, and I definitely would have sought more opinions. I definitely would have not gone against what my doctor was suggesting, though.
Did you continue having seizures?
I did for a while. It takes a period of kind of upping the medication to find that right zone of amount of medication to get you leveled off and to stop having seizures. So it did go on for quite a while, and, puberty doesn't help. Your body's changing, and hormones. So I did kind of have some off and on there for a while and for a couple of years, and then after a while I kind of got it squared away, and as long as I remember to take my medicine, I'm perfectly fine and seizure-free. But, that was easier to say than do, for a kid going through high school to have to stop and take medicine, because I take two pills three times a day. So, it did get forgot a little bit, and I had one from time to time. But I learned that I needed to take that and be more on top of it and be more responsible eventually.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with former Steelers All-Pro guard Alan Faneca, who is honorary chairman of the Epilepsy Foundation of Central and Western Pennsylvania's 25th Family Fun Run and Walk. It's taking place on Saturday. Mr. Faneca was diagnosed with epilepsy as a teenager in Texas, as you heard him say, but nevertheless went on to play 13 seasons in the NFL and win a Super Bowl with the Steelers. If you have a comment or question for our guest and also our in-studio guest, Judy Painter, who is president and CEO of the Epilepsy Foundation of Western Central Pennsylvania, our number, 412-246-2002. Let's go to the phones. We have Wilder in Aetna. Wilder, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello. Hi. First of all, Mr. Faneca, thank you very much for being part of the Pittsburgh Steelers family. And Judy, thank you for your work in the epilepsy arena. Mr. Faneca, my question for you, sir, is did you ever even think that you'd be a pro ball player? And did you ever actually worry that you might have a seizure during a game?
First off, thank you. At the time, freshman year of high school, I probably had more ambitions of being a basketball player than a football player. Basketball was really my thing. And then between my freshman and sophomore years of high school, I hit a growth spurt. And, I probably grew 8 or 9 inches in like a full calendar year. I grew about 8 inches and put on about 50, 75 pounds. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, football, I get this now. This is my avenue to get to college. And but I had no ambitions of playing in the NFL at that time. It was more about getting a college scholarship, and the NFL, I don't know if expectations would be the word, but dreams, that didn't happen until probably my second year of college, when I got my feet wet and got into that arena and realized I was doing some good things that might be a possibility.
You played your college football at Louisiana State University, and everybody knows about what an iconic program LSU has with the Tigers. And you eventually, after graduating, were drafted by the Steelers. But before that, you had to go through being evaluated at the NFL scouting combine. And this is where players come under heavy scrutiny. What kinds of conversations did you have with the scouts about your epilepsy?
They all had questions. They wanted to know how I was doing, what the medications I took, how I went about taking them. Did anything change from practices, like a very intense spring practices and two-a-days to game days? And, I answered their questions straightforward, and, nobody doubted what I had to say or questioned the way I was going about things. I'm sure that they had all their doctors well-informed and did their own research, but I think I answered all of their questions fairly well and, was helping to educate them as well a little bit.
Well, and there is that stigma about epilepsy, and many people who have it, and particularly in the past who have had it, have tried to hide it from potential employers or from other people that they know for fear of being judged. Was there any temptation for you to keep it quiet?
No, there really wasn't. And my family gets the pat on the shoulder for that, because they were very out front with me, supported me, you know, very much so that I had no issues with telling people. And part of it, you know, when you're that young in high school, and, you know, you kind of have to let people know, because what if you were to have a seizure when, you know, mom and dad aren't around and you're off with some friends and they don't know what's going on with you? So, you know, I kind of was very open about it with everybody. And, you know, people realized that I didn't have a problem with it, and they moved on with their life. And why should they have a problem with it? It was kind of the feeling that I got that they had. And so I never once thought for a minute to hide it or to keep it a secret.
As our caller Wilder asked, he was asking about whether you were concerned that you might have a seizure in a game. As you proceeded with your career and went on to the NFL and played with the Steelers, did you worry about head injuries and the effect that they might have on your condition?
No, I never did. You know, I guess, you know, you play 4 years or three more years of high school ball and through college and, you know, a couple years in the NFL before this whole concussion awareness became about. That, you know, I guess I felt comfortable that if it would have happened, it would have already happened. But, you know, I guess the whole concussion and brain trauma issue, I don't feel any different than probably most guys who have played or are playing, that I'm more susceptible to any of those issues. But, you know, I still am very aware of those issues and, you know, do my best to you know, avoid them.
In 2004, after being in the league for a few seasons, you contacted the Epilepsy Foundation of Western Central Pennsylvania, unprompted, asking to volunteer and work closely with children. What led you to do that, Alan?
You know, I guess I hit a point, you know, I think you hit a point, you know, you're doing your thing and you're working hard, and all of a sudden, you know, you just realize that you could do something with your status, your position. You know, it doesn't click right away for everybody, but all of a sudden you start to realize that hey, I am in the NFL, and you can do something about it. And I just felt like it was time to start doing that, and I wanted to reach out, and I wanted to do something with the epilepsy community. So I literally got on the internet and started looking around, and came across the Epilepsy Foundation right there in Western PA, and sent them an email basically on their website. And I think they were slightly shocked and maybe not quite believing that it was real at first.
We didn't believe it was you.
Yeah, exactly.
We thought it was some other Alan Faneca. We were back when he said, are you the Alan Faneca? He just said Alan Faneca. He didn't say Pittsburgh Steelers. He just said that.
No. But that's how it all got started.
We're talking about epilepsy awareness with former Steeler Alan Faneca. Also with us in Studio A, as you just heard, is Judy Painter, president and CEO of the Epilepsy Foundation of Western Central Pennsylvania. Judy, when Alan contacted your organization, apparently you didn't believe it was him, but then once you did realize that it was, in fact, Alan Faneca of the Steelers, what was it like for the organization to realize that you had someone who could perhaps really lend a hand?
And be a spokesperson. Oh, it was so exciting to us. And there were a lot of young people in the office, and they were very excited. And, you know, they're the ones who wrote back and said, are you the Alan Faneca? And he said, yes, I am the Alan Faneca. And so we got in touch with Alan and his wife, Julie, and Julie served on our board for a period of time before they moved away from Pittsburgh. But we would take the kids up to Steeler training camp, and we were invited on the field. So a lot of the young children got to meet Alan, and it meant so much to them to be able to talk to him and see what he was capable of doing. I also had a friend who has epilepsy, and when he was diagnosed, he's in his 60s now, and he was diagnosed when he was 18 years old. And I don't think people realize that anyone can start having seizures at any time in their lifetime. And so he said to his doctor, so I have epilepsy. And the doctor just jumped out of his chair and said, don't ever use that word again. Like, don't tell anybody. You'll never get a job. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. You'll never get insurance. You'll never get married. So this person for 40 years never told anyone that he had epilepsy. And he would keep on falling down. He practically broke every bone in his body, but he would never tell anyone he had epilepsy until Alan Faneca came out and said, that he had epilepsy. And to him, it was a weight of 40 years that was lifted off of him, that he then was no longer afraid to tell people that he had epilepsy, because he said, if Alan Faneca can say he has epilepsy, he said, why shouldn't I be able to say it? So it did open up a whole new world to a lot of people to have Alan come out publicly and say that he has epilepsy.
And is the stigma of, if you will, if I may use that word, of having epilepsy, is it changing?
No, not really. I mean, when more people like Alan start coming out and talking about the fact that they do have epilepsy, it will change. But a lot of people in Alan's position still don't want to talk about it. And, they're told not to. They're told not to talk about it. Doctors very often will diagnose people with seizure disorders as opposed to using the word epilepsy, because they're afraid that the person will become very upset, if they hear the word epilepsy. So they say you have a seizure disorder, which sounds a little more soft than the word epilepsy.
Alan, what is the main message that you want to get across to people who suffer from epilepsy?
I think I try to use my position, like Judy said, to make people feel that they can, if they're having troubles, being open about it. I think, especially feel for kids in those situations, because there are difficult years without having to deal with it, and to be able to talk to them and tell them that, I walked to high school one time in my pajamas pretty much well early before school. But, I've been there and have done what they've done or have gone through to help them relate, that's just something I think that empowers them a little bit to feel more free and be themselves. But I think the big thing is that epilepsy is what we have. It's not who we are. And that's the big thing, I think, for people of all ages with epilepsy.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA, and we're talking with former Steelers All-Pro guard Alan Faneca, who is coming to town in his role as honorary chairman of the Epilepsy Foundation of Central and Western Pennsylvania's 25th Family Fun Run and Walk. It's taking place on Saturday. Also with us in Studio A, Judy Painter, president and CEO of the Epilepsy Foundation of Western Central Pennsylvania. Judy, there was a point you were trying to get my attention. You wanted to make a point.
I just wanted to make a point that Alan is not only is Alan coming to be an honorary chair, but his daughter Annabelle is also an honorary chair.
And I wanted to ask about your daughter, Alan, because she has suffered from a rare neurological disorder that has caused her to have seizures as well. How is she doing, and how is this related to your condition?
It's not related at all. She has a condition called Sturge-Weber syndrome, and it's an ongoing process, because she's 8 years old, so her body is changing and keeping up with her medications and staying on top of things are a challenge. But she's doing great, and she does have seizures, small ones from time to time. But we're on top of it, and she is great about it. And she works hard to overcome some of the things, the obstacles that are in front of her, and she does great.
How excited are you about coming back to Pittsburgh?
I love it. Any chance I can get back to the Berg, I love it. We were in town for a wedding. I guess it's 3 weeks now, maybe a month now, and it's just always great to get back and be back in the city and get the Berg vibe again.
And I'm sure a lot of people ask you about the block you threw to spring Willie Parker in Super Bowl 40. Was that the best of your career?
That was for sure a big highlight, if not the biggest highlight. That whole game, that whole experience of winning the Super Bowl is you can't even put it into words. I've got a picture of me after that game, and I'm just holding the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi, and I'm screaming, and all the ticker tape is behind me, and I'm getting chills thinking about it. But every time I go look at it, man, I just get chills down my back because that's how much it meant. It represented so many years of hard work and, you know, vindication to get it and get your hands around it is just amazing.
Judy Painter, if people want to find more information about the event or the work that you do, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call our office at 412-322-5880. They can go to our website at www.efpaul.org. And they can go to www.epilepsyfunrunwalkcantara.org to sign up.
And we'll have a link to all this so people don't have to memorize it. We'll have a link on our website.
Great.
All you have to remember is WESA.FM. Again, the number 412-322-5880.
That's our telephone number. And, of course, people can come down the day of the event and meet Alan and talk to him and also participate the day of the event.
Very good. Well, I want to thank both of you for being with us. Judy Painter joining us here in Studio
A.
Thank
you
so much. And former Steeler, Alan Faneca. Alan, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
It's fun. Thank you.
Forward to seeing you, Alan.
Judy says she looks forward to seeing you. Coming up, we'll look at why Pennsylvania is one of the leading states in the country when it comes to hotels with labor law violations. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.